Former Australian of the Year Dr. Fiona Stanley is using a major conference in Melbourne today to call on all governments in Australia to free up their restrictions on the huge quantities of data they collect, saying the delay in doing so is putting lives at risk. Professor Fiona Stanley is an epidemiologist, burns expert and child health specialist and has been working with health and welfare databases in Western Australia for more than 30 years. But other state and federal agencies have not made their data available. When she spoke to me this morning, Dr. Stanley said the restrictions on the use of huge quantities of data and systems like the federal government's pharmaceutical benefits scheme is verging on the immoral. She spoke to me just before her keynote address for the Big Data Conference in Melbourne. Dr. Stanley, what is big data and why should we care about it?
Well, big data includes all the data sets that are currently available that agencies collect on things like health and educational outcomes and those sorts of things, of course, which interest me. But it now includes all the other data that people have collected on them. For example, during the last flu epidemic in the US, those data from the internet from people inquiring about flu symptoms absolutely mirrored the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data on the flu epidemic. So it was as good as the good data that you can get from the scientific aspects, those data from the internet. So there's a terrific potential for using a lot of the data that's collected on us in various ways for good.
Well, health professionals like you talk about wicked problems.
Yes.
Now, what are these and how do they relate to your call for huge quantities of data to be linked?
They're absolutely key to it. If you look at the major, not just health, but the major problems facing us as a society, the ones I'm interested in, things like substance abuse, mental health problems, youth disengagement, low birth weight, obesity. But then if you look at things like climate change and environmental degradation and planning for water resources and those sorts of things, these are big wicked problems which don't have a single cause, a single solution, and a single bureaucracy that needs to respond to it. They're complex, they're multifactorial, they don't only need good data, they need data to be joined up and therefore guide us in terms of any interventions we may be doing as to whether we're having an impact or not.
So give us a sense of how you've managed to use some of this publicly collected data in your work in Western Australia.
Yes, because most of the data we use is data that's already collected by agencies, like all the health outcomes. We've got registers of birth defects, of cancer, we've got registers of autism and mental health problems, we've got all the hospitalisations and all the deaths, and we collect these and link them together anonymously so that we actually only ever see the linked data. We're not interested in individual people, we're interested in large numbers and link that to outcomes on health, on education, on child protection, on public housing. We even now get police data so we can map our children and see the developmental pathways both to health and to poor outcomes and look at the factors which are most protective or most risky. And it's a hugely important data set for influencing policy, for giving information to parents, to really make a difference.
So in the field of child health, what opportunities, what problems have you opened up in Western Australia because of your ability to link this data?
A fantastic example is linking all of the birth data to all of the prescription data to enable monitoring the negative impacts, the harmful impacts of drugs given to pregnant women and to children. This is a huge issue at the moment, given that we know that many drugs prescribed for both pregnant women and for children haven't been properly evaluated. We've been able to look at the patterns of heroin addiction in young babies and see how that relates to child abuse and neglect. Couldn't do this analysis without linking data. We've shown that pathways into very good educational outcomes relate more to the early years, the child's birth weight and the social environment into which it's born, as much as the school that that child gets sent to. So these are really important findings that you can't just put a focus on the school, and you've got to put it into the early years as well. So it's really very important to get those kinds of data and use them in this way.
Now, interestingly, you could not do similar work in any other state in Australia. Why not?
Well, we're now changing that. What has happened in Western Australia really has, if you like, been demonstration of a model. What we've done is shown the way. So now what's happening is that we've set up a national initiative to enable data linkage in every state. And all the states, but particularly New South Wales and South Australia, are absolutely charging ahead. And the exciting thing about that is the numbers. We'll have large numbers now where we'll be able to get the answers to really important health and other questions very quickly indeed.
So what are the opportunities that this opens up?
well, we will potentially have national data on the pathways into whether children are ready for school and the reasons why they may not be ready for school. We'll be able to map those communities, the hot spots of where children aren't doing so well, and we'll be able to get services allied to those hot spots. So all of these things are very important national issues. Again, these wicked problems where we'll be able to get the causal pathways properly analysed. We will be able to evaluate all of the health and welfare services, including education, child protection and so on, as to whether they're effective.
So why has it taken so long to get the other states on board? You've been linking this data in WA for decades.
We've been linking it for 33 or 4 years now without one breach of privacy, I'd like to point out, one breach of any problems. I think it's interesting. I think that the privacy lobby was very powerful and scared people. And I think that's a real issue and we have to address it. We have to reassure the population that we can actually keep data extremely private and not release any individual data, but we can analyse these powerful, large, anonymised data sets for the good of the community.
So how do you deal with those fears, though, that linking so much data together invades people's privacy and could expose it to exploitation by cybercriminals?
Yeah, and I think that's what we're going to be discussing today at this conference. I think I just get back to what the consumers in Western Australia say, which is you collect all this data on us anyway in all these different agencies. Why aren't you using it to improve the services that you deliver? And we do this in proper research environments with researchers that are absolutely bound by these confidentiality requirements. Then I think it's a win-win for everybody.
There are always, though, breaches of these rules. What are the real risks, as you see them, of linking so much personal data?
Well, I think that, you know, the risks are actually very small. I guess things around things like mental health, if that was given to, you know, employers, but we don't have that kind of capacity to do that. I mean, it's the risks are very low. The other countries around the world are galloping ahead. I mean, there's been fantastic use of this data, both in the UK and Canada in particular, who are now leaping ahead of Australia quite significantly. The Canadians have got up Pharmacovigilance for the Nation, where they've linked all of the prescription data to all the health outcomes in Canada so that they could pick up a Vioxx. Do you remember Vioxx, which caused heart attacks and deaths, only found out by, you know, after years of it coming in? We would now, if we had the Canadian system in place, be able to pick up a Vioxx adverse effect very quickly.
Yes, that's been one of your frustrations, hasn't it? Your inability to get access to PBS data.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that's what's verging on the immoral, where you can actually use data to evaluate adverse effects and you're not doing it. I think that that really is an issue that needs to be addressed.
You say verging on the immoral. What do the government ministers say to you when you put that to them?
Well, I think basically they're now coming around to be very supportive.
So is it an exaggeration to say that delaying these data linkages across Australia has or could cost lives?
I agree. I really agree. If you want to monitor the patterns of preventable deaths in this nation, I think these are, as the consumers in Western Australia say, please. I mean, they actually feel that they would sue if people aren't going to use these data. When you think about the costs of healthcare are going up, we've got complex diseases, we've got new technologies, we've got concerns over safety. We can't have poor data for service planning. We've got to have the best data. If it's there, let's use it and use it effectively.
Dr. Stanley, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Eleanor.
That's former Australian of the Year, Dr. Fiona Stanley, who's speaking at the Big Data Conference in Melbourne today.